So from 1998 to 2002, you practiced law representing clients in white-collar criminal defense. I was wondering if recent events, you know, surrounding the role of financial institutions in economic collapse and Bernie Madoff scandal, if any of that has changed your perspective about what you experienced during that time or how it makes you think about that area of the law?
Well, it doesn't really change my perspective about it, but it kind of makes some things, I guess, make more sense. And a lot of the clients that we represented were, in fact, financial industry clients, either brokerage houses or insurance companies, banks, accounting firms. And so I guess what I would say is, looking back, it struck me that if I were to think about it, there were some clients where when we were helping them deal with the problems that, you know, maybe in retrospect you could say, I guess I could see how that came about. And there are other clients where typically I think we had stronger defenses on, where in looking back and seeing which ones now are involved in getting the government bailouts, you know, some of the companies that got the bailouts I think were essentially forced to take the bailouts, and others really needed it, and the ones that were forced to take it actually didn't want to take it, but allegedly, Treasury Secretary Paulson told them, I think the story is that he had them all called to New York, they all showed up, and he had them lined up on one side of the table, and he and the other regulators were on the other side, and telling them, okay, here's what we're going to do, we're going to inject all this capital. And some of them said, well, we don't really need it. And Paulson said, look, you may not think you need it, but there's going to come a time when you might need it. And if you don't take this deal now, you're not going to get it from us again. And it's going to be harder out in the capital markets. And I guess the reason that they were required to do it was supposedly that way nobody would know which banks were really in trouble and which ones weren't. They were all taking the handouts. But of course, the stories inevitably leaked about who was what. And so to me, I guess I could see some of our clients who I think were in the position in a stronger position, just from seeing how they handled their cases and the situations that we dealt with for them. I guess I felt like, yeah, that makes sense. They did seem to be better run companies.
That offers actually a perspective you don't really see played out in the news very often.
Right.
That's interesting.